The feel-good start to your day.
This is Lee Faulkner.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
And welcome to our podcast catch-up where we bring you some of the highlights of the last week. And in this edition, we'll have a little bit of our topical topics where we had a couple of guests in discussing a very unusual showering habit from a US TV presenter. We'll talk about that. We'll have the full Smelly Boot experience for you. We'll introduce you to the brand new Southern Downs Regional Council Mayor in Melissa Hamilton. As well as that, I got to catch up with the founding member of the Hindley Street Country Club. They came to Toowoomba, rocked the house last Friday night. This huge worldwide internet sensation. A little chat to them. And as well as that, we gave away $1,000 cash with two money maps going off in the last week. One of them this morning in the Toowoomba, it was the Toowoomba CBD. Well done to Jim from Highfields who picked up the cash there. And we started by taking you back to last week when we gave away another $500 cash. It was one that had been going for some time. And finally, we got the location, and then producer Rob stepped in to explain the clues. Money.
It's Lee Faulkner's Money Map. Find the right part of the region and win $500. Thanks to BNW Automotive. Prestige service on prestige vehicles. Presented by 864 Triple M Darling Downs.
Okay, Jamie, $500 cash for you. Where do you think we are on the money map?
Oh, this one's got me, but I think it might be St. Ruth.
St. Ruth. Was it today's clue, Holy, that led you to St. Ruth? I'm going to have a look up St. Ruth.
Yep.
It was Holy.
Yep, so Holy's Holy person.
Yeah. St. Gotcha. And were there other clues as well of this rubbish that he's handed out over the last 22 clues?
7 and 10, the Bible.
Okay. Well, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You have got yourself $500 cash, Jamie.
Thank you so much. That was hard.
We are in St. Ruth. Jamie, what are you going to do with your $500?
Definitely pay a rego.
Oh, you got the rego Jew.
I do. And I was wondering how I was going to pay it, so thank you.
So, St. Ruth, just outside of Dalby, had people stumped for 23 clues?
22 clues.
22 clues.
Jamie got me on that one.
Well done to Jamie there. 22 clues. So, that's what we're here for. Let's break them down and start from the beginning. Clue number one, producer Rob.
So clue number one was wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any guesses why it might be wow?
No.
Well, if you put, because St. Ruth is St. Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
If you put that words together, you sort of get struth.
God help us.
Like, you know, the Aussie way of saying, oh, struth, wow.
What chance have you got? Okay. Clue.
If you read it.
Clue number two.
Clue number two was pork.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of word association with this one. Pork is in pig. Pig is in babe. Babe Ruth, St. Ruth.
Oh, come on.
Look, it's early. Wow. Early days.
All right. Okay. Clue number three.
Clue number three was jump.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a music-related one. So it's for the hit song. You remember the song Jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters?
Yeah.
Jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters. One of the Pointer Sisters, the only surviving member of the Pointer Sisters, is Ruth Pointer.
Oh, very good. Okay.
There's a bit of a recurring theme with this round of the money map. There wasn't a whole lot to the area of St. Ruth, so a lot of them are based around the name Ruth.
Okay. Let's see it unfold then. So clue number four.
Clue number four is a Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So this is the one that stumped me a couple of rounds ago. Hall of Fame for this one is for a different famous Ruth, Ruth Cracknell.
Oh,
she's in the Logie Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Mother and son. How good was that? Great show. Okay. Number five?
Number five is banana.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a banana split. Because St. Ruth is actually part of two government areas. So it's part of the Toowoomba Regional Council area and the Western Downs.
Wow.
It's mostly in the Western Downs, but there is a little chunk of it that's in the Toowoomba region as well. So it's a split locality.
How that works. Clue number six?
Clue number six is dance floor. So this is for the St. Ruth Public Hall, which holds events like dances, discos. There aren't very many landmarks in St. Ruth, but this is one of them.
Okay, number seven.
Number seven is book. So there's a little bit of theology and religious history for this one. This is about the Book of Ruth, which is a part of the Hebrew Bible.
Okay, number eight.
Number eight is creek. There's actually a couple of creeks that run through St. Ruth, including Ashell Creek and Oakey Creek.
Okay.
Offshoots from the Condamine River.
Number nine.
Number nine is flight. I think this one might have stumped a couple of people. We started getting off the track with this one a little bit. This is for the Dalby Model Aero Club, which operates in St. Ruth. They meet there. Dalby is just north of St. Ruth. But
okay.
All of the model airplane enthusiasts meet in St. Ruth and, yeah, fly their planes there.
Sounds good to me. Number 10?
Number 10 is South Korea. You're not going to like this one. So the Dalby Cecil Plains Road, it runs through St. Ruth. It's State Route number 82. 82 is the international dial code for the nation of South Korea.
Oh, come on. Who's knowing that? How many people are ringing South Korea on a regular basis going, hang on a second, 82?
My uncle's married to a South Korean lady.
Oh, fair enough.
He'd know it.
Okay, fair call. Number 11?
Number 11 is Schools Out.
Right.
So like the Alice Cooper song, basically. There was a school in St. Ruth that operated from 1888 to 1920. It's been closed ever since. So there was a school, but school's out.
Number 12?
Number 12 is baseball. So going back around to Babe Ruth.
Oh, we're back to Babe Ruth again.
Yeah, arguably one of the best, if not the best baseball player to have ever lived.
Absolutely. Very big here in Australia. 13.
All right. Number 13 is Pointer.
Yes.
Pointer
we're
Sisters.
We're back here.
Back here.
Right, back at Pointer Sisters. Number 14.
Number 14 is Dare.
Yes.
Now, this is another bit of a tricky one. So you're a music fan, Lee. You know the band The Human League, the classic album Dare.
Oh, yes.
So the lead singer of The Human League is actually a man whose name is John Oakey.
Yes.
And Oakey Creek runs through. I tell you, that'd be a good clue for whenever the dart lands on Oakey.
These are the longest bows you've ever seen drawn. 15.
15 is Mother. Yeah. So going back to Ruth Cracknell for this
mother
one. Mother
and
son. Yep.
16.
16 is Lead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bit more, going back to the number 82 for this one.
Uh-huh.
Lead is number 82 on the periodic table.
Oh, God. 17.
17 is 7 and 10.
Yes.
So it's like banana split, 7-10 split, like in bowling.
Yes.
Because it's a split locality.
Okay, number 18.
Number 18, Stranded.
Yeah.
Now, if you know your music, you might have gotten it from this one. We actually had a message a couple of days ago, a comment of a guy who said that it might be a Saint area because, you know, the clue Stranded, the classic Aussie album Stranded by the band The Saints, Brisbane Band The Saints.
Ah, okay.
One of the first ever punk songs.
I like that. Number 19.
Number 19 was under 300. So just nice and simple one, just sort of narrowing it down a little bit. Yeah, population under 300. I believe it's 165 as per the most recent census data, okay. Census data available.
20.
Number 20 is models for the Dalby Model Aero Club.
Ah, okay. 21.
21 is split. You know, we've sort of chatted about split, but it's also... I didn't realize this as well, but it's also split between for the state electorate and the federal electorate as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
So if you're on one side of the road, you're in Groom, and if you're on the other side of the road, you're in Warrego.
Gee whiz.
Sorry, Maranoa.
Maranoa. It'd be the Maranoa in the quest. And 22.
And 22 is Holy Saint, St. Ruth.
And that was the one
that
sort of tipped
them. That's the one that Jamie got it on.
Yeah, well done to Jamie. 500 there. Well done to Jim. Another 500 there. $1,000 gone. Big thank you to BMW Automotive.
Thank you for your patience, BMW Automotive.
They're going to have to service some cars now. And we'll have another new location for you if you're listening to this today, Wednesday. There'll be another new location. First clue coming up tomorrow morning. And hopefully it doesn't go off straight away. Otherwise,
we've got some pretty big plans coming up for the money, man.
We might not see producer Rob for a little while. Thank you, producer Rob.
No worries.
I don't know whether you've seen these guys online yet. If you haven't, get on YouTube and search for the Hindley Street Country Club. If you love the music that we play here every day, the stuff from the 70s and the 80s, all the biggest hits from the biggest artists, And you love hearing them done by artists that are playing actual musical instruments and can really sing and do these songs. So much justice that the bands and the artists that originally performed them are cheering these guys on, then that's where you need to go. As well as that, tomorrow night you can see them live at the Empire Theatre. And joining us is Con Gallo from the Hindley Street Country Club. Good morning to you, Con.
Good morning, mate, and to all the wonderful people down in the Darling Downs area.
I was blown away when I first discovered you guys on YouTube. And then I just went down the rabbit hole of just one song after another, after another, after another. And as I say, it's the stuff that we play here all the time. It's the stuff that I listen to all the time. And your versions of it are just so fantastic. Tell us a little bit about how this started. Was it born because of COVID? Is that right?
I think COVID is what made it explode, definitely, okay. Because people were home, you know, they had time. But it was basically just a bunch of older guys. When I say older guys, you know, guys that grew up in the 70s and 80s, which was the best time to listen to music, as I'm concerned. And we just got together and I put some arrangements together, some songs that I liked, and it just started out quite innocuously, a bit of fun. And then, like all things that are meant to happen, you know, the best decisions make themselves, and it just exploded. And we resonated with people again in that age group because music leaves a lot to be desired these days, doesn't it?
You're not wrong there. You are not wrong there. And as I mentioned, that's why I stressed, you know, singers that actually sing, musos that play musical instruments, and you do these songs justice. How does it feel when you got the likes of, you know, Chuggy, who's had a fair history with some of the biggest names in the industry, as well as I say, a number of these artists that have given you great accolades and reached out to you? I mean, that must be incredible.
You know what it is? It's validation of a great era in music. When a man like Chuggy comes on board, you know, you just listen. You listen when he talks and his direction. And he and Mark Pope, who are looking after us now, just making us explode all over the place. But, you know, it's funny, we're going to cross 1 million subscribers soon, and we're all over 1 billion on YouTube and social platforms. Wow. And yet, it's only I think 3% of our market is Australia.
Wow.
So it's huge. And, like, you know, when we started planning this tour, you know, we were talking about it, and we were approached by the Empire there, Toowoomba, maybe 2 years ago, but just the time wasn't right. And so we thought, you know, what a great place to start this tour at the Empire, because it's a beautiful room. Gee, it's a beautiful room. We thought, what a great place to start and bring it out to Toowoomba. We had a lot of people saying, when are you coming? When are you coming? We can't come to Brisbane, or we can't come to Sydney. So we thought, let's do it at Toowoomba for the opening night. And it's just exploded. I think there's only a couple of, you know, maybe a couple of hundred tickets left, which is, it's a big room. So we can't wait to get there tomorrow, mate. Look, all jokes aside, we just can't wait to get to Toowoomba.
We can't wait to have you here, that is for sure. I mean, the wonderful thing about it, you're watching video after video, and you've got a real selection of different artists that join the group. How many altogether under the Hindley Street Country Club?
Great question, mate. Great question. But I picked the best person for the song,
okay.
Be it vocally or be it musically. But if you look at, and you're right, I get comments like that all over the world. People go down, listen to one song, one becomes 2, 4, 8, and then people just go down the rabbit hole. But I generally, 90% of the material now that we release is from basically 20 people, and that's the core of the touring lineup. So the guys that are on the road and that the fans will see tomorrow, that's pretty much the touring lineup. So you'll see them mainly. That's how I pick them. And but the thing is, about 300 and something songs, it's just so hard, mate, to pick songs. You know, how do you pick 20 something songs out of 300? You know,
very difficult.
Which child do you say you love more than the other?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Con Gallo, congratulations on the success of the Hindley Street Country Club, and all the best for your show tomorrow night at our beautiful Empire Theatre.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see you all there.
Did you hear about...
I'm not sure I agree.
864 Triple M's Topical Topics.
You can't say that.
Thanks to Lily's Artisan.
Big thanks to Lily's Artisan and joining me in the studio to tackle these couple of topical topics, a couple of absolute local legends. So, Ruby Slippers, good morning to you.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Very good. And Ali Martel, good morning to
good
you
morning,
as well.
Good morning, Lee.
This one, look, I mean, a lot of mums could certainly, probably more than dads because we're just lazy, you could understand, you know, bath shower time and you're trying to get the kids. When the kids are really little, you might throw them all in the bath together. Maybe you jump in the shower. Maybe you don't have a bath, so you all jump in the shower together. But, I mean, there's normally a bit of a cutoff point for this. A very well-known TV presenter in the US, Dylan Dreyer is her name, and over there she's quite well-known. She's 42, she's got a 7-year-old son, and she's admitted on telly that she still has him in the shower with her. My thought here is, you do you, but I think the big winner here will be his psychotherapist in the next 20 or so years. Is that an issue? Because normally your kids tell you. Your kids sort of tell you when they've had enough of the breastfeeding. They tell you when they've had enough of you, you know, helping them in the toilet and in the shower. They're looking for their sort of privacy. But once you get to this sort of age, it's going to be hard now to wean this young fella off the this is what we do.
Absolutely. And you are right, Lee, because I think that the children usually make that decision. I know, if I can just say breastfeeding, I remember Harry was like 15 months, something. That's when he stopped. He stopped. And you tend to just sit back and go, well, that's interesting. As sad as I was for this, I thought, no, that's the way it's going to be. Yeah. And with this whole bathing issue, this showering issue, I just think we live in a different world today. And I don't feel that it's appropriate. I just don't feel...
Well, I think you're very aware at 7. I mean, I'm just thinking about... I can't remember myself, but I can certainly remember my kids at 7. I can certainly remember my kids at 7. And by that stage, they are very, very aware of you and bodies and their bodies and all that sort of stuff. We've gone beyond that 2-year-old that is running around the beach without any cozzies on and jumps in the shower with. That's a totally different story. 7.
I just think that child, as you said about therapy, well, hey, you're not with it if you're not in therapy. Let me say this. Yeah. I just believe that it's very embarrassing for him to be confronted with this stuff with his mates or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's down to the parent, isn't it, to take the responsibility there and say, okay, we've had enough of that now.
Your job is to teach them to be independent in these things. But also, let's not forget the sleepover. My Harry would come home from sleepovers with a CNN news report on families' underpants, bathing habits, toilet habits, you name it. And he would want to know why Mrs. Kafoops's undies are this big and Mrs. Other Kafoops are only this big.
Yes.
So, you know, they don't miss a trick.
They do not. That is
and
exactly
I got
right.
it all over a cordial and an arrowroot biscuit. We would sit
And it's at that point that you realise that this is probably happening at the other kids' houses that have had a sleepover at your place, and you go, God, there's no secrets anymore. So imagine the 7-year-old saying, well, as a matter of fact, you know, and this woman is very well known too.
I remember Harry walking in on me when I had on bra and pants. I was covered. And he said that he was going to be comatose for a while. That's what he said.
That was only the other day.
That's exactly right. She's in the studio dressed exactly the same way.
I'm that way when I look in the mirror.
Oh, well. Well, following the recent local government elections, we had a few changes in our part of the world, and one of those on the Southern Downs, and we introduce you to the new mayor of the region, Melissa Hamilton, joins us for the first time. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Lee.
Now, welcome to our show for the first time. And for those people who perhaps aren't aware of your story, just a little praisey on that. I know that you grew up in central Queensland and you went to Brisbane to study, and then you end up a career that takes you right around the world. And one way or another, you find your way back to the beautiful Southern Downs region.
Yeah, that's right. I am, unlike many tree changers, in fact, who have found this region just to be irresistible. It has so many things to offer, and that's why it does have quite a high migration rate at the moment. And I think that our elections probably showed that, that there is a little bit of a change happening in the area, both from people who have been here for a very, very long time, who wanted to see the region heading in a slightly more vibrant direction, and the new people arriving in the area, like myself, who know how fantastic it can be if it gets a little bit of momentum behind it.
I know one of the things that you certainly wanted voters to know prior to the election, and I'm sure continues now that you are the mayor, is that you ran as and continue to be an independent, as you say, like you, like us, ratepayers. So, in other words, you're not having anybody there leaning on you, state, federal, or private, or otherwise. So you're able to make decisions based on what you think is best for your community.
Yeah, and look, it's an interesting element in local government because, of course, there should be no politics in local government if it's done well. I think that it was interesting having those discussions with people about what the difference was between myself and potentially a few other candidates. Now, most candidates are, in fact, independent, but some candidates are members of political parties. And that's what I was trying to point out, was that I have never been a member of a political party and that I can really just actually go and speak to anyone in any party without feeling that I have allegiances to anyone else other than the voters of Southern Downs.
All right. Well, as we catch up with you throughout the year, and we'll do that on a regular basis each month, and you can sort of keep us up to date with some of the big happenings, say, in your part of the world and things that you need your ratepayers to know about. But in the meantime, what is the number one thing that you're now gathering around the council there in the Southern Downs, or a couple of the big things that you're now working towards over, say, the next few weeks?
Yeah, this week was really a matter of settling the new council in. We got sworn in last week on Wednesday, and we're now really talking about how we are going to work as a team and a group. So I think probably the first thing that ratepayers will see is over the first meeting or two, are some of those things coming up that some of us campaigned on during the election, like whether we have portfolios again in Southern Downs Regional Council. So I think people should see something coming up on that soon. There will be that will go to a council meeting, because obviously that's a decision that needs to be endorsed by the council. And really the aim with portfolios for me was making the most of those nine people that you have around the table. So personally, I'm a fan of giving people that responsibility, giving councillors areas that they can really delve into and take ownership of. So I think that's the first thing people might see popping up on the agenda.
Fantastic. And I'm sure you encourage your local residents right across the Southern Downs region to get in touch with yourself and the council if they have any concerns and so forth, and work together as a community.
Yes, we're to listen to people, and also we will be talking soon about how we get out into the community more and get more engagement happening.
Well, it's lovely to meet you over the phone. I look forward to meeting you in person down the track, which I'm sure will happen. And we look forward to being a part of the show on a regular basis. The new mayor of the Southern Downs at Regional Council, Melissa Hamilton. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Brilliant goal!
Your favourite footy tipsters are back. The Smelly Boot on the Darling Downs Triple M.
All right, after last night, what a cracker. Storm 34, Broncos 32. Myself and Gov sticking solid with the Storm there. Speaking of solid, he picked the Broncos. And they join us now to go through the rest of the round. Good morning, Gov.
G'day, guys, and I would have liked to have seen a heart rate monitor on both coaches last night.
Oh, yeah, it would have been very interesting. And Paul Solidrini from K&R Plumbing Supplies in the Western Clydesdales. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I notice that's the only time we actually talk about the Thursday night results is when you two are right and I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
You never mention it.
We don't even mention it. You are 100% right. So, well, I will just reiterate that. Solid pick, the Broncos. Now, on to the next round. This will be interesting because the Canterbury Bulldogs, and I just mentioned the Western Clydesdales, of course, wonderful association there. Coors Stadium, 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Sydney Roosters, red-hot favourites. Gov, I've got the Roosters. We'll leave Solid for a moment. Who are you on?
Yeah, look, both sides, they lost last week. I see Lindsay Collins returns for the Chooks, and that's good enough for me. I'll stick with them.
Gov has okay, maybe put the curse on them if you're going to go where I think you're going to go, Solid. But he's solid. Let's find out. The Dogs or the Roosters?
Yeah, the Dogs got a great association with the Western Closers up here, doing a great job with us. But I'm going to tip the Roosters just to put the curse on them so the Dogs get the win. You understand why? So
100%.
I'll go with the Roosters under peer group pressure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Okay, McDonald Jones Stadium, 7 o'clock tonight, and the Newcastle Knights. They let me down last week, but I don't know that they will this week, Solid. I'm going to jump back on them at the home game. They're playing the Dragons, so we'll get to Gov in a moment. Who are you on, Solid?
Yeah, this will be an interesting game. I'm going to go with the Knights to bounce back as well. I think they'll be just a tad strong for Zach Lomax.
The chance is here now for you, Gov. I know you never tip against them, but this is an opportunity to weigh up the curse on the Knights. Who are you going for?
Well, I'm happy are on the Knights. They were beaten by the Warriors over there, but they're at home, so that gives them a bit of a chance. I think if the Dragons bring that Manly form that they got up last week, they get the 2 points in this one.
Oh, mate, tell him he's dreaming. Okay, Accor Stadium, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and it's the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Warriors. This is going to be an absolute cracker. I'm on the fence here at the moment, so I wait and hear what you boys say. Gov, who are you on?
Yeah, look, Warriors, you've got to travel, and they're going to be without Capel and also Metcalf, but I just think they're going to have enough to get over the top of an inconsistent South this week.
Okay. Do you agree with that, Solid?
Yeah, I do, actually. They'll miss Capewell. They'll miss the organisation and the fence he brings them. But Rabbits are in disarray. There seems to be some infighting there. They only just got up over the Bulldogs last week. They weren't impressive. So I'm going to go with the Warriors here in Australia.
I mean, you know they're going to bounce back at some stage. And the Warriors, they're always a bit iffy when they come to Australia. But I'll stick with the boys and I'll go the Warriors as well. And then we move to Four Pines Park and we see the Penrith Panthers taking on the Manly Seagulls. Another cracking game, this one. It's hard to tip against the Penrith Panthers. Solid, can you tip against them?
Yeah, I think Fisher Harris is back as well. So the Panthers still without Cleary, but I'm going to go with them over the Eagles. But I think it'll be a closer game.
Yeah, I do too. I'm on the Panthers. Gov?
Yeah, look, I agree with Solid. The Flying Panthers without Cleary, but Fisher Harris is back, which puts a bit of starch in the middle of the forwards. For Manly to win, Tommy Turbo's got to lift his game. He had a very ordinary game last week, but I'm going to stick with the Panthers.
Some big games to come as we wrap up the Smelly Boot in the next few minutes. It's an awesome 80s Friday on 864 Triple M, Gov and Solid. Back, ooh, we've got some juicy ones. Dolphins, Tigers, Cowboys and the Titans. And then the big one, the Butcher. I'm against myself and Solid, the Parramatta Eels looking to bounce back from last week. We'll give you our tips very shortly on 864 Triple M. It's the Smelly Boot. The next game we look at, Suncorp Stadium, 6:35. Dolphins and West Tigers, boy, I don't know. The West Tigers, of course, got over the top of the Eels. Solid, do you see them continuing their winning way under Benji Marshall over over his mentor in Wayne Bennett?
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. The Dolphins, after they got pumped in round one, I thought, oh, Jesus, this is going to be a good year for them. But then they've really hit back with a couple of good games. And, yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Dolphins only because of the home ground advantage.
Fin's up for me too, Gov.
Yeah, look, Benji's got the Tigers firing at present, but they'll be without that teenage attacking sensation. Galvin, he's off due for suspension. Fin's up for me too in a tough one.
Okay, big Queensland derby, but I think it's going to be perhaps a little one-sided. North Queensland Cowboys and the Gold Coast Titans, $5.80 if you like the Titans. I'm 100% on North Queensland Winx odds for them. Are you sticking with them, Gov?
Yeah, look, both sides were ordinary last week. Titans have got to travel, but I expect Todd Payton will have the Cowboys primed for the bounce back in this one.
Of course, a long-time association there with the Western Mustangs before we going back to the Clydesdales. So Solid?
I'll go with the Cowboys. I think they're going to give the Titans a bit of a pumping this weekend. They're in disarray, the pro Titans.
Well, he's 0-2. He's 0-2, so let's see what happens here because it's the Butcher. It's the Canberra Raiders, GIO Stadium. Always tough to beat down there. Last game of the round, taking on the Parramatta Eels. So they're without Mitchell Moses, of course, and stinging from that one-point loss because Gutho can't kick. Now, which way are we going on this one, Gov?
Yeah, tough encounter this one, 8-9. As you mentioned, Parramatta had a chance to win last week. The Raiders, they never came out after halftime, unfortunately. Home ground with a rocket from Ricky during the week at training will be enough to get the Green Machine the 2 points.
All right, there's the first text message coming through for me from the Butcher. So let's see what happens now. Solid, I should know where you're going, but okay, tell me.
Well, you know, I really want to back the Eels, but I'm thinking the curse. You know, if I tip the Raiders...
That's what he's thinking.
the curse, you know, and then the Eels. So I can't lose. I'm going to go with the Raiders just to upset the Eels this week without Mitchell Moses.
Wow.
Three.
He's not bad, is he? Absolutely unbelievable. Well, I'll be on the Raiders as well. Fantastic, you boys. You've done a great job once again. The Smelly Boot. We wrap it up there, and we'll have a look at some late. What? What's that? No, the Raiders.
What,
I said.
You just jumped out. What did you say?
But come on. It's about the curse, isn't it? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Okay. When I do it, it isn't.
I'm going to have to call you blokes the solid twins.
I've told you, I'm solid number two.